o'clock. As if that's not enough, though, right here in studio to kick off the program. Yes, indeed. Time for a monthly visit with Sean Latch of the Verson Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Welcome.
Good to be back.
That month went by quickly.
Oh, yes, really has. Seems like they keep going faster and faster. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know, something like that.
No,
yeah.
No, it can't be that.
Don't talk old to me.
No. Is the school year off to a good start?
School year's been good. Lots of groups already, which is nice. Sometimes fall's a little slow, but we've been doing very well and keeping going. And lots of programming and, of course, you know, lots of things happening in the sky, too. So.
Well, we get ready to roll into a new month, and that means lots of great new programs. But one more time this week, one more opportunity for people on Friday night to see Eclipse, the Moments of Wonder.
Yeah, and of course, that will help you get ready for first the partial solar eclipse coming up on October 14th, which will be an annular eclipse out west. But here we'll get about 13% covered by the sun, going to start around 12:27 in the afternoon, and then the maximum for us will be about 1:26, and then it'll finish around 2:28 or so in the afternoon. So, but we'll get about 13% here. We will be opening up the observatory that day because that is part of Friends and Family Weekend, and we've got a bunch of special shows that day, of course, for Friends and Family Weekend. So, great chance to come out and see a partial solar eclipse, and that'll kind of get you geared up for totality for next year, April 8th, of course, of 2024, the big total eclipse, first time since 63 here in the state.
Excellent, excellent. And then on Sunday, the family show Sunday afternoon at 2, Halloween Celestial Origins.
Yeah, so of course it's the Halloween season. We have a lot of Halloween themed things this month. Halloween Celestial Origins takes a look at sort of how Halloween got started. It's a cross quarter day, which is basically the halfway point between the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. And so we talk a little bit about that, some of the other things that tie into Halloween in terms of a celestial holiday, and compare some of the common objects in space like nebula and black holes and, you know, to things like goblins and ghosts and witches and things like that, which is really fun. And then, of course, we have our music show, Monster Mash. So if you like Halloween music, everything from Ghostbusters to Purple People Eater to Monster Mash to Iron Man to you name it, American Gothic, and even some Alan Parsons with The Raven. Nice. Some lots of cool stuff in that show on Sunday afternoons at 4. And our Friday night show, which will start next Friday, of course, because the month kicks off on Sunday, is going to be Black Holes First Pictures. So this is a brand new show that takes a look at how astronomers use the Event Horizon Telescope to get the first images of black holes, including M87 and, of course, the one at the center of our Milky Way galaxy. So that's a really fun program as well.
Excellent, excellent. And then you mentioned Family and Friends Weekend and a lot of great events coming up that weekend. Almost every hour on the hour, you've got something going.
Yeah, we all, of course, like that's one of our big weekends. And we have Aurora at 10 a.m. on Saturday, then the Dark Matter Mystery at 11:30, EXO at 1 p.m., which takes a look at exoplanets, big astronomy, Worlds Beyond Earth, and Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, if you are interested in that. Of course, a special 7 o'clock showing that night. And then Sunday, we're going to be doing Forward to the Moon at 11, Worlds of Ice at 12:30, and then our regular Sunday shows. But then we have a 6 p.m. Baroque Orchestra of Maine concert that evening on Sunday the 15th at 6 p.m. as well. So lots of things in terms of that weekend. That's always one of our really busy weekends, so I highly encourage folks, if you want to come out to that, get tickets in advance. We often sell out that Friends and Family Weekend. Definitely, and we showcase a whole variety of our programs from the past year and give folks a chance to catch up.
Very
catch
nice.
Them and see a little bit about what we do. We also have something interesting this month going on, too. There's this is sort of something new we're trying. It's a traveling show called Mesmerica. And James Hood, formerly of The Pretenders and of The Mood Swings, created this program, which has been traveling to different planetariums. The ticketing for that is all via the Mesmerica website, because basically they're sort of, like I say, it's a traveling show. They do their own ticketing, their own merchandise and all that. But it's kind of an interesting program and a little bit different in nature. But if folks are interested, they can check that out, too. So lots going on.
Very cool. And we've got a full moon in a couple of nights, right?
Yeah, the harvest moon on Friday night. Harvest moon is a great time where you'll see the moon sort of glide along the horizon versus up in the sky. Traditionally, farmers, you know, back before we had electric lights, used that moon to help them with their harvest. It sort of is the signal that fall is really here, if you will, and we're starting to get some nice cooler nights and actually some better weather for astronomy. We had a long run this summer where I was playing events and only got to 6 of the 26 actually went because of weather, you know. So happy to see some clear skies and getting ready for stars over Katahdin. So also that same weekend, everything hits at once, of course, but October 14th is stars over Katahdin up at in Stacyville, Maine, which is an annual event. That's an international dark sky preserve, so it's a great place to see the sky. We'll be doing some eclipse viewing during the daytime and stargazing at night. Again, those are all weather permitting. And you just can look up Stars Over Katahdin online and you'll find it. People are encouraged to register. They do want folks to register in advance. There's no cost, but they do want to have a count of how many people to plan for, things like that.
Now, I see in early October, it says the Andromeda Galaxy is well placed for observation. Telescope required, or can you catch it with binoculars?
So you can see the Andromeda Galaxy with your unaided eye in a very dark sky, like you start, you know, like Katahdin Woods and Waters, and you know, and darker skies around the state. If you have a really dark sky without the moon, you'll catch it just as a little hazy patch. Binoculars and a telescope will give you a little bit more, but it is definitely one of those things that as we get into fall, it's one of the fall favorites, and it's really the only galaxy other than our Milky Way that we can see here in the northern hemisphere. If you go down south, then you can get the Magellanic Clouds, but you got to be below the equator to catch those.
And as far as planets go, Mercury, Venus in the early part of the month?
So we have Saturn right now, immediately after sunset, and Jupiter rising around 9:30 or so. Venus and Mercury in our early morning sky right now, as well as Mars. So yeah, do check those out in the morning sky. Great time to catch some planets. We'll have the Orionid meteor shower later in the month as well, around the 20th of October. We get that, and that's sort of leftovers from Halley's Comet. So not as prolific as the Perseids, but you do get occasional bright ones from it, so it's well worth checking out as well.
I was reading a piece a couple of weeks ago, I think, and it was talking about how these images that we're getting from the James Webb Telescope may force people to rethink what they believe they know about the origin of the universe. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I mean, one of the things, you know, when astronomers look at the origin of the universe, they're looking at, you know, a variety of different sources to come up with sort of the age of the universe. But one of the things that's been very interesting is we're seeing a lot more galaxies than we ever expected. I mean, we knew we would see more because light is shifted towards the red end of the spectrum as it gets older. And so seeing in infrared allows you to see more. But there's been many more, and some of the structure of galaxies is making us think that maybe galaxies came into existence faster than originally thought. There'll need to be a lot more research done into this, but like a lot of things, Hubble sort of revolutionized some of the things we knew, and this will probably take it a next step. Of course, it'll take a while for all that to be, you know, processed out, if you will, but it is really interesting, just the sheer number of galaxies. I think the last number I saw was that they think that there's now over 2 trillion observable galaxies in the universe. So that number has really popped up since Webb has, you know, been up there. And it's only been up there, you know, and doing imagery for a little over a year, because we had the one-year image release parties back in July. So pretty amazing.
And when we look at that light, it's important to remember that we're, in many ways, looking into the past. How far back will the Webb telescope allow us eventually to see?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, typically when we talk about the Big Bang and we say that, you know, the universe is roughly 13.8 billion years old, and then if you could look in either direction, you could sort of double that distance, if you will. But it is one of those things that, you know, we can only see back so far because at some point the universe is hot. You know, it's too hot and opaque to see through. So for the things like that beyond infrared, that those are things that we've typically, you know, have used, you know, like the cosmic microwave background observer and things like that to look at. But this will get us back, you know, it gets us back in time. Yeah, you know, probably around 25, 26 billion light years away, which is pretty amazing.
That is incredible. It's fascinating stuff. Always love talking with you, Sean. Thanks as always for paying a visit to us. Have a great month of October, and don't get spooked by those kids in costume if they show up there.
Yeah. Hoping we'll have a little bit of spookiness at the planetarium. It's always fun with that Halloween theme.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine with us here on Downtown.